Simon & Schuster Audio presents Frankie and Bug by Gail Forman. Read by Stockard Channing.
Rule number 4. 10 days before school let out, Mama announced that summer was canceled. She didn't say it straight out like that, but she might as well have. What she did say to Bug was, "What would you like to do this summer?" This was a dumb question. Mama knew what Bug wanted to do this summer, the same thing she'd done for the last 2 summers, ever since Danny had persuaded Mama that there was no need to spend good money on the Y camp, which they both hated, Danny quietly so, and Bug noisily, now that he was old enough to watch them both all summer, for free. "You can buy a new car instead," Danny had said. Clever of him, Bug thought, because Mama was always complaining about the Datsun and its busted air conditioner. So after very elaborate negotiations with Philip and Hedvig, their upstairs and downstairs neighbors, who each sometimes watched Danny and Bug, and yet another consultation with Kip, the always sunburned lifeguard who manned Tower 19, Mama had agreed to let them spend the summers alone. "With conditions," she said. Conditions, Bug had soon discovered, was another name for rules, but conditions sounded nicer. Mama typed the conditions onto a piece of thick, fancy paper she used at her job at the mayor's office. Then she made Danny and Bug both sign it. This, she explained, turned conditions into a contract. The contract promised that Bug and Danny would 1. Always go to Tower 19 and check in with Kip. 2. Always swim together if they went in past their knees. 3. Never touch so much as a toe in the water if the riptide flag was up. 4. Always stay together. Rule number 4 was typed up in just the same way as the others, but Mama repeated its importance so often that Bug understood it was the most important one of all. Bug was not generally fond of rules, even when they were called conditions, but this one, the idea that she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?